Hello?
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community.
Politics?
Yes, it has to do with politics, yes.
Okay. Can I just give you like a synopsis? I don't got a lot of time. I don't got a lot of time to answer. Like, are you a 1 through 10 on that? I'll just give you a little synopsis. Can you work with that or no?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm a registered Democrat in Pima County. I voted for Obama, and I voted for Hillary. I'm currently in the military in San Diego, though. I plan to vote in the next election. I will probably vote for Trump over Biden. Even though I'm a Democrat in Pima County.
Yeah.
I don't really care about abortion. I'm not like a religious voter.
Okay.
I'm definitely pro-choice. But I just don't think Biden has done a good job with the economy of our country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So okay. That's kind of where I stand on that. You got any more specific questions? Otherwise,
well,
I can't.
Yeah, really, I mean, I could tell that you're in a rush and you don't. Yeah, you wouldn't really have the time, but yeah, because it's going to take you probably like 15 minutes. So yes,
I got time for like one or two questions. If that help your survey. If not, if you got what you need, or you can check two of the boxes based on what we need, then that's fine too.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's start it. Okay. Let's see here. So you told me that you probably you are going to vote, right? That's the first question.
Yeah.
You definitely
yeah.
are going to vote. In the 2020 election, you voted for Biden. You mentioned Obama, but did you vote for Biden the first time or
sorry?
Or?
In the 2020 election,
yeah.
I'm trying to think who I voted for. I did end up voting for Biden. Yeah, I did end up voting for Biden. Yeah.
Okay. And are you? What's your race?
White Pacific Islander.
Okay.
Blend.
All right. And what? What's your? Are you in your 20s, 30s, 40s?
Just turned 30.
30. Okay. Sounds good. Let me see here. And thinking about the approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal?
I'm pretty moderate, man. I'm pretty moderate. Like I said, I'm registered Democrat, but I'm not going to vote for Biden again. Partisan,
okay.
like local elections, I'm all over the place. I'm not really like down the line on anyone. And if I don't know, I usually don't vote.
All right, and
I would love to vote for anyone other than Joe Biden and Donald Trump though.
If there was
I'm
somebody else in the Democratic Party, huh? That would.
Oh,
run.
Dude! Oh,
yeah,
dude!
Yeah.
Almost anyone else in either party would take my vote over either one of those guys.
Yeah. All right. Next question here. Moving forward, thinking about the country, where the country is headed, are you satisfied or dissatisfied?
I don't know. That's a kind of convoluted question. I don't really have an answer for that. I mean, like, some things are bad, some things are good. I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
so you would say you're satisfied, I guess, yeah?
Put me as moderate as I can go on that one.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue for you is. Okay.
Okay.
So the first one is making housing more affordable.
Oh, 10. That's
10.
The most
okay.
I care. Okay.
All right. Next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You said you're maybe at 5, huh?
Protecting abortion, like, sorry, just so I can clarify, a 10 would mean completely pro-choice, right?
Yes.
I would say put me an 8.
An 8, okay. Reducing crime and gun violence.
Put me a 5.
Okay. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Okay. And last one, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Six.
All right, that's six. Thank you for that. Moving forward, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden? Oh, you disapprove, huh? Yeah, of the way Joe Biden is handling the. You strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which is the 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means the opposite, obviously. Joe Biden, what would you say from 1 to 100?
0.
A 0. Okay. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA.
5 out of 10, or you want me to go out of 100?
Oh, no, that's, yes, it would be a 50 then, huh? It would be
50. Okay, 50.
It's from 1 to 100, yeah. Yes. All right, and Democrats in Congress?
Congressional Democrats actually don't bother me too much. Probably 50.
50, okay, sounds good.
I hate congressmen as a general rule, not particularly on political party. More upset with the Republicans than the Democrats, though.
Okay. All right. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important. Okay? The first one, educating the food – the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
Man, maybe a 70. I don't trust. I mean, like, the new, like, food pyramid is, like, total garbage, where they, like wrote, like, Lucky Charms are healthier than, like, a steak. So I don't, if that's the information they're putting out, then it's 0. So maybe a 0.
Okay,
I don't know.
A 0. Not at all important, huh? Okay. Next one, authorizing a prescription medication.
Authorizing a prescription medication, 100.
Okay.
I think they're really slow on that, so I want more.
Okay. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
0.
A 0, okay. Next one, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke more.
I don't care about that. I'm smoking. I don't care. Yeah. All right. Let those people do what they want.
Yes. Yes. All right. Next question is: it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government to the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine or to adults?
I don't care.
And over?
I don't care.
You don't care.
Zero. Okay. I don't care.
Okay, that's zero. Next one. And do you support or oppose a ban on federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes? You don't really care about the
No, I don't care. Issues. I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't smoke. I don't know. People do. Let them do whatever they want.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip through these. Okay, let me see. 21. No,
I got about 5 minutes left before I get to where I'm going. I have it on my headset right now in my car, so.
Okay, so yeah, I'm skipping this or the. Yes, there's a lot of these cigarette ones. Very concerned. I'm confused. Next. I'm not really knowing what I mean about this bag. That's pretty easy. Yes. Let me see. Next. Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the ban. But this is still talking about the cigarettes. For 90s policies. Agree, do not agree at all. I'm a little confused. Bear with me here. Trying to do it as fast as I can. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people can change their minds. Let me know. Tobacco again is already legal. Tobacco again. Okay. And what do you support? Oppose ban on federal government? Let's go to Richard. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, here we go. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco? Oh my gosh, tobacco again.
No.
In the past 30 days before you use it. The new falling part. Okay, so this will be the first one. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Okay, so it's either a yes or a no. Okay, if you have used them or not. So the first one is soda pop.
Yes.
Okay. Oral liquor or spirits?
No.
Okay. Coffee?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Beer? That would be a no. Huh?
No.
E-cigarette or vapor? That's a no, I'm sure.
No.
And wine? That would be a no.
No.
Okay, okay. Let me see. Okay, switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? So it would be what? The first one is 11th grade, high school, college,
high school,
what college? Do you have a bachelor's degree or a grad?
No.
So you would say, what was the last year you completed?
12.
Oh, okay. So okay. There we go. Next one. Are you married?
No.
Unmarried? No, I'm not married, right? Okay. So not married.
I'm married in a relationship. If that's what God calls.
Okay. Do you have any children? 18 years
nope.
Or yeah, no? Right. All right. So which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? So the first one is wealthy. The second one is upper middle class, middle class, working class.
I'll take middle class.
Middle class, okay. Are you or
right,
is
I'm,
any...
I'm where I gotta go. Sorry. Have a good one.
All right, you too, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you.